that on that wall behind the altar is a Burne Jones tapestry depicting Mary Magdalene at the empty tomb? You can't put a Giacometti on top of a Burne Jones. It was a shrewd blow, and Drew was irritated that his aesthetic sense was being called into question. His reputation as a historian rested on the way he linked cultural and political events. His most famous book, Imperial Decline and the Rise of Modernism in 20th Century Europe, was a standard work. Of course I'm not suggesting that the crucifixion should be placed on top of the Burne Jones. The tapestry will be removed so that the Giacometti can be seen in all its starkness in front of a bare wall. Remove the Burne Jones? Nobody could say it's exactly an outstanding work of art. A matter of opinion. Oh, come on. And a tapestry, too? It's not even as if it were an original painting. Master, you're missing the point, said Corcoran. In his late 60s, and officially retired, though still teaching an honorary fellow, George Corcoran was the only one in that college meeting who was quite unafraid of Drew. Besides, Dr. Corcoran was an ancient historian, and his traditionalism extended to regarding Drew's discipline, modern history, as an inferior brand, so he was not even in awe of the master's reputation. The relative...